Devin's deranged family member tries to kidnap her, plus how the new cast is preparing for TV stardom. All that and lots more coming up on 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the show that covers all of the week's top 90 Day Fiancé news headlines. Everything that cast is up to, we are going to talk about it right here, right now. My name is Christy Olsen. Thank you all so much for joining us live on YouTube. We have the chat rolling, and we will be hearing from all of you. So make sure you share your thoughts. And today, I have a very special co-host with me. Linda is out for the week, but please welcome Brianna Phipps to the show.
Hi, everybody. I'm usually the producer behind 90 Day Fiancé, but now I'm in front of the camera.
Yes, she always makes things happen behind the scenes. We thought it'd be fun to bring her out and hear what she actually thinks about this crazy cast. And Bri, you recently watched the entire series back from the beginning.
Yes, right? I did a whole binge starting. Hulu has everything online except for, I think, like the most recent seasons, but you can still catch those on TLC.
Yeah.
So I went through. I went from season one. I did all the regular, all the happily ever afters, all the befores, we're all caught up now.
We call that a deep dive, a very deep one, and I'm sure something that you guys have all gone back and watched, too. I want to say hello to London Joy, Lily Rose, Ronnie, Vicky, Terry. Everybody's hanging out today. Make sure you guys are letting us know what you think about these crazy news stories, so that we can share your thoughts on the show. And while you're here, you know, you might as well hit that big red subscribe button and turn on the post notifications, because I've seen a lot of you in the comments wondering how you can join us live. So you do that right here at 4 p.m. Pacific on Wednesdays. On that note, let's get into it. You guys have all been waiting. My internet just did a little thing, but I'm going to get you all back in the live chat while we talk about this truly shocking story. I mean, just when you thought it could not get any worse for Devin and Ji-hoon, that this girl had had more tragedies than most people do their entire lives, she releases this. So, backtracking a little bit, this week's part two of the tell-all, we did see Devin and Ji-hoon's a scene that had been cut from the show where she decides to return to America.
Yes.
Not a big surprise there, but she, late last night, found that she needed to address this a little bit. Fans were wondering what the heck was going on. Did she just pretend to move to South Korea so that she could be on the other way? Of course not, guys. So this is what Devin had to say on Instagram last night. You might want to sit down for this. She said, "I noticed the show never showed the reason why I moved." She talks about wanting to be a stay-at-home mom and wanting Ji-hoon to kind of bring home the bacon, but that would be hard to do for him here in the United States since he doesn't know English. But she does clarify that Ji-hoon can realistically move to America at any time. However, that is not the only reason why she decided to move to South Korea. If we scan down to the end of this here, she says, "I was in danger. America became a very unsafe place for me due to a family member. This family member tried to kidnap me and steal my car while I was pregnant. And that is what made us fully decide to move to Korea." Holy moly, bomb dropped. And we found out, of course, the internet's got all over this one, the gossip bloggers, and found out the family member that Devin was talking about is allegedly her aunt Melissa, who you see here in a mugshot and also a more flattering picture. Her rap sheet is about a mile long, includes trespassing, assault, failure to appear for court cases, a lot of really scary things. And we do know that this is the woman that Devin was talking about, because also in another Facebook comment, her mom did confirmed that and said that, you know, this is really a dangerous woman. Devin made another comment saying, "My family member is a dangerous person, so I'll be in Korea for a long time because for some reason they keep letting her out of jail."
That's crazy.
This is unbelievable.
Has been through so much. You know, we found out earlier her other aunt had died. And that's why she had appeared so like kind of morose and out of it on the show. We've heard out the stuff about her ex, Drusilla's father. Obviously with Ji-hoon, and now we just got the bomb too that his mom doesn't like her.
Yes, that's tough to deal with.
I mean, she's just one thing after the other. I think you've said it clearly. I think we were talking a little before, and you're just like, I don't know how she still manages to, like, go through every day.
Seriously.
With everything that she's been through.
And especially in the public eye. And, you know, I mean, as much as I hate to say this, like, it would be easy to not believe so many outrageous and tragic things happening to someone. It'd be very easy to be skeptical about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, holy moly.
I mean, this one you can't be skeptical about. Her mom has it. We have the rap sheet. We have the head mugshot.
Right. We got the mugshots to prove.
I almost said headshot. It's a little different. But, yeah, I mean, some people just, you know, they have one thing after another happen to them in their life, and she seems to be one of those people. And hopefully, I'm hoping that her South Korea move will be better, that will be a better life for her than she's had out here.
Yeah, because she also makes it sound like the move that they talked about at the end of the tell-all is happening. She's planning on staying in Korea,
even
she said, for a very long time.
Even doesn't have any apartment for you?
Yeah.
Apparently there's some sort of lie that happened there?
Yeah, I would have liked to hear more about that. I do think that there is something like a Where Are They Now special or something that's going to follow up with that cast.
It's like a little catch-up.
That's coming. Yeah.
I mean, we need more answers. We have a lot of questions still. With all the cast, but specifically with Devin and Jihoon, you know, we know they're married. We know they have their kid. We know that they had the miscarriage. But, like, what besides that has been going on in their life? Where's he at with his criminal charges? Where are they at with their debt? They have two dogs now. We know this, but no apartment. So why did we get another dog? I have a lot of questions.
Prime candidates for happily ever after? Question mark.
I would definitely be a yes for that.
We would say so. And they are not the only The Other Way couple that we have major developments from. Now that the tell-all is done airing, they're all kind of airing the dirty laundry. And we've seen a ton go down between Laura and Aladdin in the last couple months.
Yes.
But we did get a sort of final confirmation. The divorce is on. The marriage is off. And
the counseling probably never happened.
I think that's safe to say.
I mean, she never went back to Qatar, so.
Right. She didn't return to Qatar. And she, as recently as Tuesday or Monday, when she was encouraging people to watch the tell-all, she said, I lost my marriage because of this show. Really seeming to kind of, not necessarily blame the show, but say, hey, that's a reason why maybe this didn't work out. Aladdin had a response, of course.
Of course he did.
As we expected him to. But very short. And, you know, he's remained fairly cordial. He's made some mean jokes about sushi and things.
Yeah, there's been some not so nice remarks, but nothing like...
He hasn't gone in super hard.
No.
No.
Not in the way that you would expect a person that you saw in that tell-all to go in.
Right. Yeah, he definitely didn't come off well there. A little better here on Instagram, replying to a fan who asked if they were still together. He said, no, definitely not. But I wish her no harm and wish her good luck with her future men. That's very mature.
Here's a question for you, Christy. Do you think he came off looking worse or her son came off looking worse on that tell-all?
Oh, you know, I thought everyone was being way too hard on Liam. I mean, he has kept his story's been straight the whole time, that he didn't think Aladdin was right for his mom. And I think the fact that what he predicted happened, I think I'd sit there and laugh too. Like, it came across as mean, but what was he supposed to do? This is exactly what he told everyone the entire time was going to happen.
I think, though, that if, like, you know that you can't, like, kind of hold that back, maybe it's better not to agree to come on, because it did just kind of make him look a little insensitive when she's sitting there crying on the couch and he's sitting there laughing. And even multiple times, Shauna, Liam, and Laura are all saying, please, or not Liam, Aladdin, are saying, please stop laughing. And mm-hmm. it was a weird thing to me that he couldn't stop himself from laughing.
Yeah, there were some suggestions online that maybe he had hit the bong before. Is that the politically correct?
Sure. That he was maybe not... in a right state of mind?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but we know that he is kind of the reluctant reality star, too, and probably wasn't really looking forward to sitting down and looking at Aladdin and his
mom.
And
it also could be, like, a nervous reaction. I know, like, sometimes when I'm in a situation and I feel a little nervous or I can't believe what's happening, I maybe have a smirk, so maybe it was that.
Absolutely. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. When I talked to Laura a couple weeks ago, she did say that their relationship remains strained, which is very sad. I think the one thing I do want to say about that is that the first thing out of his mouth was, Mom, are you okay? And I think that says more about him and about Laura as a parent than anything else that we've seen on the show.
So, that's very true.
That's my little bit of 2 cents. And chat roll, we are going to check in with you in just a moment.
I had asked our producer, too, to keep an eye on it. So she'll shout out anybody that if we aren't able to get our internet back up and running in the studio here.
Perfect. We are excited that you all have joined us, and we want to check in with you, especially as we cover this breaking news. This was a little tidbit I had to add to the list just as we were coming on the air here, because Corey apparently has not handled all the heat well from going in hard on Tiffany and Ronald at that tell-all, and he is finally, after a week and a half now, finally apologized on Instagram story. Of course, where else? He said, "I know my comments toward Tiffany and Ronald came across as rude, and I am sorry for that. It was not intended. It was not my place to bring up any concerns. Tiffany, Ronald, and myself are all on good terms. I think they are awesome people, and I respect the relationship very much. I truly do hope the very best for them."
Corey is definitely one of those people that on the show for the longest time, you just felt really bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
But then recently, he's just been making certain decisions, and then with the tell-all that you're like, huh.
He's a flip-flopper.
Huh. Like, that's all I can say is, huh.
Yeah, what is going on with you, Corey?
You would think if someone that has been hurt that bad from his significant other might have a little bit more sympathy towards other people being hurt from their significant others.
That's true. And that's just me bringing this up so I can see all chat roll on my phone. And I think that's what kind of has resonated the most with people. And not surprised to see that Corey went back to his nice guy ways and apologized.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And thank you, Corey, for apologizing.
That Lothario that went out on a date with Larissa and all that crazy stuff seems to be gone. And we have gotten our sweet little Corey back. Amen to that. Speaking of sweet, let's talk a little bit about where Avery and Omar are. Where in the world are Avery and Omar? They are married, and apparently are going to remain as such, whether they get to live together or not. And there's been lots of speculation on this, people kind of watching their social media very closely to look for clues. Not a whole lot of them, but this little tidbit from within the last couple of days, you guys might think this is making much ado out of nothing, but I know what a double pink heart means. So this is from Instagram. One of the fans commented and said, "Hey, have you guys ever thought about moving to Canada? You know, with Omar being a dentist, I'm sure they would take you guys, make you probably Canadian citizens, and later then you could get dual citizenship and eventually become a U.S. citizenship, kind of by way of Canada." It makes sense to me, right?
I mean, yeah, where we left off, we know that Syria is not a safe country necessarily for her right now.
Right.
And he can't come here. It's going to be very hard for him to come here. So why not have that be the compromise? Is somewhere, you know, that's not too, too far away from America, and her family could maybe still see them here and there. And that seems like a good compromise.
Yeah, and I was kind of wondering, too, why that wasn't an option that was being discussed. And I think Avery's response here with just a couple of little pink hearts means, we hear you. We've done it. We're doing it. One of the other, like, she would be saying, oh, this is the reason why we can't do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure she's getting a lot of these comments.
Or even, like, that's a great idea.
Right.
So the pink hearts is such a vague thing that it does make me think, like, maybe it is Canada or maybe it's somewhere else, but they're in that transition of maybe looking for a different place where they can be together that's not America and not Syria.
Yes. Oh, and I kind of hope so. I hope so, too.
Because, you know, it is hard to leave your family behind, but it's also hard to not be with your husband and to not know when that would happen. We saw that. I know we'll talk about them a little later with John and Rachel, though, where it's like, okay, now we're married, but who knows when we can be together. Theirs is a little different because she has kids, but... With Avery, I think that's a good move.
It's so crazy to think about that. I want to check in a little bit with you guys. May said, yes, I saw that in a Netflix special called Undocumented, that American who was able to get citizenship for Canada for him and his Mexican husband. Wow. Liza's still talking about Corey. She says, Corey pissed me off with that crap. He also needs to cut that toxic tie with Evelyn. That seems 100% to be the general consensus. Terry said, good for Corey and stay away from Larissa.
Yeah, I don't know if moving to Larissa... it's going to be any less toxic for you.
No. Safe to say, not so much. But whether Avery and Omar are in Canada or not, we will keep you posted. Or anywhere else in the world, for that matter. Let's move on to Before the 90 Days star, Caesar. And his maybe girlfriend, maybe fiance, maybe a catfish who doesn't even exist at all in the world.
Maybe Maria. A man, who knows.
Hey, that's a new theory. Well, guys, we may have gotten a little bit of an answer today when Maria's online dating profiles were kind of leaked all over the gossip blogs, right? So what did they say? This one you're looking at right here is from UkraineBrides.net. And, you know, despite Maria's reluctance to meet Caesar anywhere, she said, "I adore traveling and meeting new people." And it sounds here like she is really looking for love. She's ready to open my heart to the right man. That all sounds pretty sincere, but when you consider the fact that she has posted herself here on a site called UkraineBrides.net, maybe not so much. Here's another interesting one where she actually lists the age that she's willing to date up to age 55.
And you said that she's 29?
Yes. So she's very open-minded. One thing we have to remember, too, is that there are a lot of fake profiles out there for women like this. We don't know who would be on the other end, but those people are looking
very
for
true.
Money.
We don't.
These look legit.
We don't know, you know, who she is. We've, even on the show, we've seen some photos. We've seen some pre-made videos that she sends to him. She's never FaceTimed him live.
Right.
We hear her voice. She calls him my husband, though. So we don't have a whole lot of information to really believe that she and him have ever been real,
mm-hmm.
at least from her standpoint. And I think that seems like it's a very real thing to me, just based on what we've seen from her from the show.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have to find out. I'm very excited for the tell-all for that. I'll tell you that much. If she is not Skyping in for that, at least, I'm going to be very disappointed, because he needs to just put his foot down. He needs to say, no, we're not doing this whole thing where you're saying, I'm going here, I'm going there, I'll meet you there, I'll meet you here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Ukraine.
Yeah.
And we're meeting up, or this is over.
I'm
going
to knock on your door, girl.
Yeah.
Well, the chat
ladies.
Roll is just
yes.
as over
Sorry.
It as we are. Is that what you're going to say, Jayla?
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's a lot of people here on the chat. YouTube Lover, Terry, Angelica, they're pretty much done with Caesar. They're, like, ready to move on him. And they also want to petition Caesar and, I believe, Angela off the show.
Oh, you guys want to... Oh, that's coming from Liza Escobar. She wants them off. Wondering, would the rest
like
of you
Caesar
jump on?
Has,
would you sign?
I feel like Caesar's been one of those people that I've heard, like, even our panel... for the Before the 90 Days kind of has been over him for a while and kind of wants his storyline done and off the show, which the show's pretty much done now, so
right.
that wasn't the case. But Angela's a new one, I've heard, because most people I've seen, like, even though she's not meant to be their favorite person, they love watching her.
They're entertained by her. No, our chat roll was kind of going in on her even before we started today.
Oh.
They aren't huge fans.
Is it just from the episode or some other stuff that's been coming out?
Her political stance and some of the
she's never,
pro-Trump
ever
things
been...
we've seen on the show.
Shy about that, though. She's never once been tried not to be that. So I'm a little like, we knew this about her.
Bree's like, next, come on. What else you got for us?
It's like, we'll talk about Teen Mom people later, but I do Teen Mom do News Daily here on the AfterBuzz TV reality channel as well.
Yay.
If you guys are Teen Mom fans, but some people there came out as Trump supporters as well. And I'm like, yeah, are we surprised?
Paula Miller in the chat said there is no way Maria will be on the tell-all. I think that's pretty safe to say. Angelica too said, even Skype, she's not showing up.
I know she probably won't be, but I need her to be.
Right? We want to hear from this woman.
Because why did we have his entire storyline if she was never, ever going to be here?
Right. And it seems like being hot is just kind of her MO and is like sort of her job. Like, look at Larissa. Google, you could have made this show into. You could be having that huge following. You could just be being hot online, having men send you money every day.
Yeah.
Come on, Maria.
Don't
be scared.
There's a lot of,
don't let us scare
there's
you.
There's a lot of things you could have made it into. I mean, I would say there's more people pro-Larissa than anti-Larissa at this point.
Absolutely. Ronnie in the chat said, Caesar has been catfished, and without Dr. Phil, he will never admit it. Oh, my gosh. You guys, Dr. Phil is starting to feature reality stars on his show. He's had a couple X on the Beach people. That could happen.
Can we do it? Or an intervention?
Ooh,
can he be
yeah.
on an intervention?
Do they do that for people who aren't on drugs?
But can we?
A love intervention.
I would be there for it. I'm just saying. I need to watch them just kind of like go in. I think someone has to go in on him. They can't be nice to him anymore. I need someone just to go in on him.
Hey, ladies. So there's another comment from Terry saying she's probably calling five guys my husband.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh. I agree.
He's lucky if it's only five.
Yeah. There's a lot of my husbands out there. That's the key. That's what you had to pick up on. It was my husband. It was never... Or my lover or my love. It was never Caesar. Because you can record that and just send that to multiple people.
Right? How to be a catfish 101.
How many people in Mexico with Caesar were also meeting?
Oh, we love that. Well, we did mention Larissa there for a second. And of course, it would not be an entire episode of 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly without a couple of Larissa stories. This girl keeps us busier than anybody else on the cast ever has. I'm here for it. And this first piece of news, we got two things on Larissa. They couldn't be more different. And I think you guys are going to be surprised by both. So first, starting with this Instagram caption that she wrote a few days ago, where Larissa says, get ready for this, guys, she wants to be an immigration lawyer. And she's got her great reasons behind it. So she said, it's my dream for the future to be an immigration attorney, as I know firsthand what it's like to have people that hate you so much and believe they own your life or where you can make a life. I don't know for certain if I will become an immigration attorney, but I do know immigration reform is needed ASAP.
Here's what I have to say about that. Larissa has enough actual experience with immigration to be a great immigration lawyer.
Yeah.
Larissa's temper makes me think she could not be a great immigration lawyer.
Bree doesn't think she can hold it together in the courtroom, guys. What do you think?
I just think it might turn into the queen says this and like she runs up and hits the gavel for the judge.
Oh my God, yes. As long as the reality TV cameras would be there to capture it, I would be down. You know, the initial reaction to this, of course, is just to kind of laugh and be like, oh, Larissa. But then you look at someone like Anfisa, who has made so much of herself here in the United States, getting an education and building her career as a bodybuilder. And you look at someone like a Kim Kardashian, who's got a lot going on. And a lot of that is just being hot on social media. Same as Larissa. She's spending her time and energy going down this path that could really help people.
Again, I think Larissa could be a great immigration lawyer. But I just don't know if she can contain, as we saw in the tell-all, she doesn't let anyone else talk, and she's very set in what her thoughts are, and I think you have to let go of that a little bit if you're going to be successful in that area.
Yeah, but I would just really love to see what she would wear.
That's true. She also, that might put her a little bit more in the chopping block of, like, she doesn't have a green card that we know of yet.
Ooh, that's a good point. And that's something that we've sort of tried to keep you guys all updated on here. And we'll have to keep you posted on
that. I
know.
I mean, the last we saw, I think you reported on it, Christy, is that she did that little tease that wasn't hers.
That's right.
And that's the last we've known
of it. And that was a few months ago.
She may have something. We don't know.
Well, she is looking for a man. She's out there in the club looking for a man with somebody who we've all seen,
you know,
on reality TV.
The place where you usually find a good man.
Bree, I know you were watching this one live on Instagram. Tell us who Larissa was hanging out with last weekend.
It would be another reality star that's always making headlines, one Miss Farrah Abraham.
Woo woo!
The Teen Mom star herself slash adult XXS.
Adult film connoisseur.
Film, toys. She has a toy company too.
Wow, you can purchase accomplished.
And now a dating site as well, where you can purchase a date with Farrah for $5,000.
Oh, anybody out there got 5Gs laying around?
I mean, maybe Larissa will, you know, pick up from there, and now we'll get a Larissa dating site.
Joanne in the chat said, or I'm sorry, Nakia said, Larissa needs to really take care of her kids. I thought she wanted a better life for them. Well, her and Farrah were trolling for men, right?
Yeah, they said they were looking for some hubbies.
In
a strip club.
In the club. For gentlemen at the gentlemen's club.
In Larissa's favorite club.
Oh, yeah. So she's a frequenter of the, this is at the Crazy Horse 3. It was their 10-year anniversary party. And that's her favorite hotspot. They love her over there. That's where she had her divorce party and her birthday party.
Yep.
And where she's partying here also with Jersey Shore ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, it seems like Crazy Horse just wanted to get a lot of the reality stars in.
Jen Hartley, yeah. Do you think that this friendship between Farrah and Larissa will maintain?
No. I don't know if Farrah can maintain a relationship
with anyone.
With anybody.
Yeah.
Besides maybe her daughter.
Yeah, because people kind of came for Farrah in the comments on Larissa's Instagram page when she was posting all this stuff of them hanging
out.
They
have to go
there. And
Larissa
defended her.
They have to go there because Farrah has disabled the comments on her page, so you can't comment.
Ah, well, Larissa defended her.
Well, we'll have to see. I know Farrah currently is in China, so there maybe next time she's in Vegas or if Larissa comes to where I don't know. Farrah has
a bit of a nomad, right?
Spot that she goes anymore.
Yeah.
So we'll find out, I guess, in the future. But, you know, they seem to be having a good time at this party. Throwing some money around, looking for some husbands.
A great pair, I would say.
I mean, it might be an interesting reality show to watch them together. They both are very high-strung, money obsessed. Like, neither of them, I'll say this for them, neither one of them has ever pretended to not be what they are.
Yes. I mean, I respect that.
Yeah. They're very upfront. They're like, this is what I want, money. I want this. I want that. Like, they're not trying to be like, oh, no, I'm a great little housewife.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, Larissa got a lot of flack recently for calling social media her job. But I think if that's how you make your money, then you are absolutely justified in calling it a job. And it is a great job for a lot of people.
I think a lot of reality stars, like, you could call reality stars that social media is their second job.
Right.
That's 100% justified.
Hey, ladies. Also, Nikia from the chat is also saying, I'm all for having fun and going to the club, but if you have kids and you said you wanted to take care of them, then don't. I have no respect for them.
I agree with that Larissa made. I want to hear a little bit more about her plans with her children, because, you know, that was just dropped bombshell, like, on the Happily Ever After, that she wanted to bring them over. And I don't know. But, I mean, she can't bring them over until she's a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, she recently just commented, a fan asked her something, if she's dating, and she did say, I have someone special, so maybe she'll be walking down the aisle sooner than we all think.
Just don't break up with this one via social media.
Gene Call, Larissa, and Farrah Tweedledee and Tweedledum. we have tons of fun here, and someone that I haven't ever been shy about being critical of, because I know she can take it, is Ashley. And, I mean, this is another one we end up talking about every single week. Jay and Ashley, are they back together? Have they reconciled? Is he cheating? What is going on with them? And we have been speculating for the last several weeks that they were back together. We got an absolute confirmation of that on Monday when Ashley started posting. She went on a Insta tantrum, basically. Started with, I'm saddened to reveal that Jay and I got back together again and have now split again. And of course, she wanted you to swipe up and read the story that she's getting paid to post. This is genius on Ashley's part, okay? Doesn't stop there. She kept going. She said, after officially getting back together, I heard Jay got another girl pregnant. You guys, it's not June. You didn't just hop in the DeLorean. I know it seems like, wait, what? Wait, they broke up. He was cheating.
Yeah,
another girl's pregnant.
Yeah, we saw this happen on the...
Yeah, this happened in June. No, this is another new story, guys. It all went down again, and you can see the evidence right up here. She also posted a screenshot of her missed calls and said, bro... Oh, he's in bro territory now. He's really in trouble. Bro, you called me. Then I told you off and blocked you, so you started calling me blocked. After telling me her and her aunt beat your door down... She's talking about the girl he allegedly got pregnant. Because you blocked her when she told you... Man up. This is my last post about Jay. I'm done and deserve so much more. So not only was he cheating on Ashley with some girl who's possibly pregnant, he then allegedly ghosted this girl when she tried to confront him about the pregnancy.
I mean, am I surprised? No. I think at this point in time, Jay has... what is it, that old saying, when someone shows you who they are, believe them?
Yes.
Jay has shown us who he is time and time again. And I do believe you deserve more, Ashley. I do. So stop going back to Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's shown you who he is. This is who he is. This is who he's going to be. I don't believe he'll change. And at this point, I can't blame him anymore, because he's just doing what he always does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been consistent.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think go find somebody else that's going to step up and be the person you need them to be, and stop messing with this guy.
There's a lot of people that were saying, oh, this is just to get attention. Jay's response, actually, to what she said, I'm so sorry, I believe I forgot to include that here, but it was that she's just looking for, oh, I know, because it was in an interview, I'm sorry, with In Touch magazine, you guys can always check that out, where he said, nobody is pregnant from me, and... in a very Jay way, something like, some people just be looking for their Instagram 15 minutes and now they got it, but like, nobody's pregnant.
I mean, it also wouldn't be the first time that there's been pregnancy accusations that were not true.
Right. That's a good point.
Ladies, so we have a comment from Amy saying, hot take, Ash and Jay never broke up.
Currently, do you mean? Or do you mean... in the past?
Yeah, because there was that whole protective order and her getting him thrown into ice.
She threw the fire extinguisher into ice custody
and Kayla being the one that was there for him.
I think they definitely broke up. They got back together. I think they're definitely broken up again.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they get back together, we'll see.
Yeah, but you guys are savvy to suspect that maybe they never broke up entirely, because these two have lied to us on multiple occasions. And
very, very true.
And, you know, that's what reality stars do. It's okay. We don't hold it against them.
And I don't know, you know, we'll see if they make it to another season of Happily Ever After. I know right now she's saying no, but we'll see.
And again, we wouldn't be surprised about that one. Perhaps they were been shooting through that whole entire thing, and maybe we will see, you know, the allegedly pregnant girl knocking on Jay's door. Fingers crossed. Yeah, Shay said Ashley and Jay are boring at this point.
It does become a thing when you see something happen so many times that you're done with it.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it.
Deborah said, I do not feel sorry for Ashley. I think she gets what she deserves, playing with fire.
I mean, I don't think anyone deserves to be cheated on, but I understand what she's saying.
Absolutely.
It is a thing where, you know, girl, just like I said, move on. Move mm-hmm. to the next guy. Mm-hmm. This one's not going to do it for you.
Yeah, because another little tidbit, this is not fun to chat about, but several months ago, I believe this was early summer, there were some allegations floating around that Jay had sexually assaulted Ashley. Those allegations reportedly came from Ashley in some leaked text messages and involved a popular 90-day blogger who put them out there. That story had pretty much died at this point until John Waters, who you guys might remember from several seasons ago, him and Rachel got married. Remember, he was in the UK. He couldn't come over here because of his record.
She had a kid here. She had two.
Yes, she had two babies that he was taking care of. They've now been married for years, and they have a YouTube channel together. Still aren't living in the same place, though, I believe. But John decided this was a great time, you know, for him to offer his thoughts into the mix, and actually commented on one of Jay's stories, calling him a rapist.
Ooh.
Jay responded, of course, and said, I really don't know if I should even waste my time on a dumb F like you. Seems like everyone is clout chasing. You should just do the world a favor and sit your old effing butt down and work on yourself and that beautiful wife you got before talking crap that is not true. So, Jay denying the allegation and also sort of putting John in his place for bringing this up again.
It does seem a little weird that John would randomly, because they don't have a relationship of any kind. So
right.
It seems weird that he is making these comments about on his own Instagram.
Mm-hmm. When the story has all but died for the most part.
Yeah, it seems a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we don't hear from John ever. So why now?
No, he's been a little bit of a crusader in the past on stuff like this. Obviously not as serious, but usually we see him just sort of trading jokes with Tim.
I forgot about him and Tim. Yeah. But yeah, it just seems a little weird. I don't know really what else to make of it, but...
Yeah, I think trying really
hold on. You're opening up the floodgates to people to say stuff about you because you didn't necessarily come off the best on your season either with your past girlfriends and your temper.
Right. The chat roll just pointed out that John has a criminal past himself that I'm sure he wouldn't want people
and invited
throwing in his face.
Without telling his soon-to-be wife that his ex was coming to their engagement party.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to open the doors to have anything thrown at you, John, because it could get nasty.
Yeah, it's a lot of scrutiny that these casts deal with, of course, you know, when everyone knows everything about your personal life and your love life and your relationship. I mean, that has to be hard.
Being a reality star is not as easy as people think it is.
No, it's not. As glamorous as Larissa and Jen and Farrah all make it look, it isn't as such. And I couldn't help but wonder this week how the new cast of season 7 upcoming, premiering November 3rd. Everybody in the chat, give us some claps. We are so ready for a new season of 90 Day Fiancé. But I was dying to know how that cast is handling being put out in the public for the first time. You know, we got the trailer in the last couple weeks. They're starting to gain a following on Instagram and other social media platforms. So I did a little bit of digging, and I was specifically interested in Michael and Juliana. So they've sort of been the faces of the new season. This is the one he is in his 40s from Connecticut, a wealthy businessman. She is 23 years old, a model, gorgeous. And there was a lot of talk, kind of a sensationalized moment in the trailer where he says she was not a prostitute. She apparently was accused of being as such during their immigration interview.
I feel
interview.
Like that happens a lot whenever you get the older guy, younger girl.
I mean, it's not a completely novel idea. I can certainly understand why they'd be offended about the question. But all this attention, I had to know, is it getting to Juliana? So I checked out her Instagram, and she has not one mention of 90 Day Fiancé, of being a cast member.
Interesting.
Nothing. I could even only find one right here post of her tagging Michael, where she's modeling this beautiful wedding gown and saying, I can't wait for our big day, babe. Because otherwise I was like, wait, is this, do I have the right girl? How come she's not promoting the big premiere? But she's out there. She's a very successful model. She goes to Europe quite a bit. She's on the cover of magazines.
She's very gorgeous.
She's beautiful. Lives in Brazil, but like I said, goes to Europe and other countries quite a bit. Here she is, Grace, on the cover of Pop Mix, but maybe isn't quite ready for all the scrutiny that's coming.
I wonder if anybody's ever completely ready, but how many people are kind of, even if you mentally prepare. I had the opportunity to meet Sinjin, who's also going to be on the new season,
yeah.
And you know, he had just created an Instagram, which you can go follow him on, but he has very few followers, very few photos. He's, you know, starting to amp it up now that the season's coming, but we asked him, are you ready?
Yeah.
Because this is going to change as soon as that first episode drops, and he's like, I'm trying to prepare, I'm trying to get ready, and he's like, I don't know. I don't know how people are going to take me, if they're going to hate me or like me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. You don't, it's exciting, but also like, ooh. What if I'm taken the wrong way?
So in person, did you like him or dislike him?
He seems like a very fun guy. He seems like he's a big character. He seems like we're going to get a lot of fun from him this season. I'm not sure, you know what, we'll see. He said that he's excited to see the season come. His partner wasn't able to be there, so I didn't get the chance to meet her. But he's from South Africa.
Yes.
So, you know, it's his first time being in America, so it's going to be a very big thing for him.
Wow, probably his first time in LA, that was.
This was his first time in LA, and then on the show, when he came to the show, he said it was his first time in America, so.
My gosh, wow. Well, let's take a little look, too, at how Emily, so Juliana is one of the foreign fiancés coming in. Emily is American, and she's the one who will become wife number three and baby mama number three to Sasha. So very sensationalized story. They've been getting a lot of attention as well. And she cannot wait for the premiere. That photo there where she's in the red, she says something like, I am so looking forward to the premiere of the show. She wants everyone to know this is her at Emily.Larita. Follow her. She is ready to be a reality star. And my suggestion here is that you guys go and hit up her social media, check out all the pictures. She has tons of photos of their now 10-month-old baby. She's going to be pregnant on the show. There he is, such a little aww cutie. And you know that once the show starts, airing, they're going to make her pretend like she's still pregnant. It's a year and a half ago. All these pictures will probably disappear. So go and check these out before we get to that point with the network.
Such a cutie. I love the little babies. So. Little famous babies on 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh my gosh. And I wonder now if they're probably shooting more, but we are absolutely looking forward to season 7 of 90 Day Fiancé.
I kind of like that though. I like when people are like that. You know, Tim's like that too. He's very much like, I like being a reality star.
Yeah.
I kind of like, because then it's like, okay, there's no faking. There's no like, oh, I didn't know that I was going to get this much attention. It's like, nope. You know, and Sinjin's the same way, Tim, Sinjin, Larissa. Those are the things you got to love about them is like, you know, we're here for this. We're here for the popularity, for the reality. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And let's do it. November 3rd.
I can't wait. And we, of course, we got a little time here. And since we have 400 of you hanging out live with us, you want to play a little game?
Yes.
Let's do it. We call this one, Do We Ship It? All right, and I now realize Brianna and I didn't really chat about this before we got on the air. Are there any of the couples that are on your mind hard? Someone you've been thinking a lot about that's made a big impression on you the last week or two?
You know, and I know you guys have already played this on the show before, but Ben and Akini have recently met. Because now that we know that they did get married, they've been on my mind of like, okay, but we know that also she's come out kind of bashing him.
Yes. No, this is a great follow-up to last week because we have so much more information now. So let's play Do We Ship It, Ben and Akini. So how this works is you guys tell us, are you shipping these two out, as in they are going to be OVER, or are they shipped for life in a relationship? Shipping it out, shipping it in, you know, being in a ship. Brianna, what do you say?
I ship them out.
Oh, really?
I don't think that I think that they are too dissimilar from each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it lasting long term. I think they both really want to make it work. for one reason or another. And I don't know if they can get past these hurdles that they've already established in these very early days of their relationship. You know, he doesn't want her to drink, and she seems like, you know, one drink kind of hits her really hard, if we believe that it was just one drink.
Yeah.
We know that the whole cultural differences with the money, and he has a kid, and she doesn't really want to be a stepmom. I think if they ever make it to being together in the same country with each other, I don't know if they can make it, because if they're fighting this much now, what's going to happen later? Well,
yeah, this was another couple that I look at and I go, why are you even together? I try to give the benefit of the doubt that, like, we just don't see all the good stuff. We don't see all the probably lovely dates they went on while he was there that went well, or all the time they spent chatting and being in love via Skype and phone and all of that. Of course, we're not necessarily going to get to see a whole lot of that. But we saw none of it with these two. It's like, there's no spark there. There's no commonality.
They kept saying there was this chemistry and like, oh, like, well, we finally, you know, got to consummate the marriage. And yeah. I can't picture the chemistry.
No. No, I mean, because we didn't see it. Yeah, we didn't see it. We didn't see a hot date go well. We didn't see them being excited about the wedding. We saw them being nervous, not knowing what's going on, trying to figure it out.
Gifts that she said to give that apparently you're not supposed to give except if someone dies.
Yeah, what was that with her kind of misinforming him on that? And then also on just the fact that her parents accepting the bride price would mean that they're married.
It almost made me feel like she didn't want to get married, but she had to. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just saying.
I didn't think about that. That she was messing it up on purpose.
It seemed kind of like that.
Ooh.
It seemed like a little bit of self-sabotage, because if you grew, like, if that's gifts that you give for death, it seems weird that you would ever say, no, we do this for marriage.
Yeah. I am shipping them out to sea as well.
What's
I think maybe she
saying?
Will.
Together,
maybe she will out? End up here, but that's not going to go well. Oh, wow. They have a lot to say about Ben and Akini. Numi said, watch Akini become pregnant from their wedding night. Ooh, that could happen. Ooh. Diane, Akini got no satisfaction. Cindy said, doubt Ben can get it together. That's interesting. Ronnie, Akini should get with Michael. At least she might get pregnant.
Oh.
You guys are funny. You guys are too much. Stephanie said, too, I see no chemistry between the two of them. And Alexis is secondarying that Akini and Michael. They want to see this happen. Shirley said, Benjamin will be shipping the American dollar out for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
That's what's being shipped here.
Again, it's like all those like weird things where it's like they ask her, oh, you know, how much is he going to have to pay? He should have asked my dad.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should have told him to make sure you... I told him it was a negotiation.
Like, let's address that.
He looked scared out of his mind during that whole time.
Oh, yeah. Terrified. Nikia said, I kind of saw the chemistry when they first met, but then that flew all the way out the window when he called her chocolate. I was done. Another Stephanie also said, yes, put Akini and Michael together. Wow, you guys playing the matchmakers over here in the live chat.
Maybe in the next season of Happily Ever After, it'll be that. It wouldn't be the first time we've seen, you know, other cast members mingle.
That's true.
And we know that, you know, having a baby is very important to Michael, and she is definitely young enough to have one.
Are Akini and Michael the new Corey and Larissa? Remains to be seen. Oh, no, not so much. Chelsea said she got to watch out for Angela.
That is true. That is true. Angela is not going to be that girl that if her and Michael break up, takes it well.
Oh, Ben seems like a snooze fest. And Cindy said they are an awkward couple.
I feel bad because they were a couple that a couple times I forgot about them.
Yeah, well, we didn't meet them, member, until well into the season.
That is true. And then it was just, like we didn't get a whole lot right off the bat either. So it was easy to be like, oh, yeah, they're still on the show.
Right.
But I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited for this tell-all. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that much. This Before the 90-Day Tell-All, I am excited for, because I felt like we just started ramping up as the season kind of came to a close.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what happened in between the end of that filming.
Yes, and so the big finale episode 2, and then we know that there's always a chunk of time between when the tell-all was actually filmed to when that happened.
We always get at least one couple that seemed happily ever after at the end and are now explosive at the tell-all.
Mm-hmm.
Might be Darcy and Tom, I'm just guessing.
Oh, and then Jesse's going to show up? Surprise,
I saw
surprise.
That. Yeah, we saw that's going to happen. So that's partly why I also think that's going to be a big blow up.
Yeah, chat roll, are you here for Jesse? Like, do you want to hear what he has to say about Darcy and Tom? Or are we so over him? I mean, I don't think that the network planned to have him there. I think he was in New York, and I think he came and, like, barged his way onto that tell-all.
It seems weird to me that he's been like, I'm done with Darcy, I want nothing to do with her, but keeps having something to do with her.
Yeah.
If you're done with her, just be done with her. Because she's not trying to be saying it.
No, and he supposedly is dating that super hot, big-time influencer fashion chica.
And she hope didn't say, you know, in the early days of the, before the 90 days, when she first got there, she was mentioning my ex, but we haven't heard her say anything really about her ex in a while on the show.
Right. So,
guys. I can't wait.
We have to stay tuned in. This is my least favorite part of the show when we have to wrap up, because we have hundreds of you sitting here with us. We're talking about my favorite show, and I just love hearing what everybody has to say, but unfortunately, our time is coming to a close. Keep those comments going, though. You guys are all still chatting with each other, and they should stick around right here at AfterBuzz tonight, right?
Yeah, you guys can catch tonight. We'll be doing Before the 90 Day at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and the other way, part two of the tell-all at 10 p.m. And always come back every day to see this lovely lady's face on our daily show, where she gives you all the latest
90 Day Fiancé news daily, every day, right here on AfterBuzz TV's reality channel. And for you Teen Mom fans,
yeah, you can catch me every day on the Teen Mom news daily to catch up on that. We got some spicy stuff going on today, so you'll want to head over and see that.
Oh, Bree, I'm so glad that our chat roll got a chance to meet you and see who helped us make it all happen behind the scenes. Please tell them where they can catch up with you.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Bree, that's B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S on Twitter and Instagram, and I'll be watching 90 Day Fiancé every week just with all of you.
Yes, and you guys can always hit me up. Send me any tidbits you see online at Christy Reports, and please also subscribe to my channel, Christy Reports, and we will be back next week. Linda will be back for more 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly. Thank you so much. Join us live Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. See you there.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.